This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Sally is slowly closing in on the northern Gulf Coast with powerful winds, and weather forecasters are warning of potentially historic flooding. The hurricane warning stretched from Louisiana to Florida. In the state of Alabama Monday, the governor, Kay Ivey, asked for a federal emergency declaration as the Weather Service warned of a storm surge of more than 9 feet in the Mobile area. The storm reached Category 2 strength with sustained winds of 100 miles per hour Monday afternoon. Forecasters said winds would likely hit 110 miles per hour by the time the storm makes landfall late Tuesday or early Wednesday on the Mississippi-Alabama state line. With the smell of California wildfires in the air, U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday ignored the scientific consensus that climate change is playing a central role in West Coast infernos. He reiterated his claim that poor forest management is actually to blame. His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, in his own speech Monday, said the destruction and mounting death toll across California, Oregon, and Washington state required stronger presidential leadership, and he labeled Mr. Trump a climate arsonist. The fires consuming the forests of California and Oregon and darkening the skies over San Francisco and Portland are also damaging a regional economy already singed by the coronavirus outbreak. Wildfires are destroying property, running up huge losses for property insurers, and putting a strain on economic activity along the West Coast that could linger for a year or more. The credit rating agency AM Best estimates that insured losses from the blazes in California could top unprecedented $13 billion recorded in 2017.